Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, the question is, which is running rampant throughout baseball, because I'm asking people, based on Caitlin Clark really, really making so many more people aware and falling in love with her sport and the sport of women's basketball. And Tiger Woods did the same thing with golf and these other examples of other sports. So it got me thinking about baseball. For you, Tanner Houck, who would be the player if you said, I'm going to focus on them and I'm going to fall in love with, but you've already fallen in love with baseball, but I'm going to fall in love with baseball.
I have three in mind.
Ooh.
I have Adam Wainwright, growing up in St. Louis, watching him, and then obviously getting to play against him. Zambrano with the Cubs. And then A.J. Burnett.
Those are three. Now, I want you to elaborate if you can.
All right.
Okay, so let's go obviously with Wainwright first.
Yeah. So growing up, you know, watching him, watching Carpenter, obviously Pujols, Yachty, like I grew up in St. Louis, like near St. Louis, so like those were like the guys.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, watching them and how they operate, and obviously, you know, Carpenter did his thing for so many years, Pujols as well, and then you had you know, Wainwright step up and, you know, take that role and obviously do what he did for all those years. You know, Zambrano, the fire, the just craziness on the mound, the ability to just, like, you know, have that next level in terms of a player. And obviously my dad's side of the family, growing up Cubs fans, had something to do with that. So every time I remember going up to my grandpa's place, we'd always watch Cubs games, and I loved watching them play. And then A.J. Burnett, like, just I always loved his presence on the mound and just like how he kind of bulldogged everyone, you know, out of the way. And then obviously great memory of watching him throw a baseball into a window of a truck is always fun. But you know, those are kind of like my three that, growing up, like, I was like, these are dudes.
So part of this is imitating, mm-hmm. like whether it's wiffle ball, yeah. or whether it's like Little League, or whether it's whatever. Of those three guys, maybe there's a little piece of each of them.
Yeah.
But I know that there was probably like a game where you're like, I'm gonna have my delivery like this, or I'm gonna like be fiery like that. Let's give me examples of how maybe Tanner Houck has emulated any of those guys.
I mean, I've always loved Wainwright, and just how, like, you could never tell, like, if anything really was bugging him. Like, it didn't matter if he was in the first inning, fifth inning, seventh inning. Like, it didn't matter. Like, you never could get a read on him. Like, you couldn't tell if he went, you know, complete game shutout, or if he went, you know, two or three innings and gave up four. And I always respected that. It always kind of resonated with me of, like, you know, being calm, cool, and collected on the mound. And the other two are not quite that way, but they also have that, you know, that fire, and I have that internal fire of, you know, pushing myself to get better. And they were a little bit more vocal, and
so you like that. You don't have,
I love that. You can't. That's not really my personality. To get, like, vocal and, you know, destroy a cooler with a bat. But the fire that they have, and you can see just the passion for the game, like, that is what really stuck out to me.
So you had mentioned Burnett throwing a ball through a window, right? Mm-hmm. Was it a moving truck? Or
it was like a moving truck. Like,
I don't even remember this.
It was like he just slung a ball into a window of a truck. Like, wasn't that in, like, Arizona or something like that?
Yeah, well, it sounds good to me. But it's this is the other part where I remember. So Tristan McKenzie had said, we were talking about emulating guys, and he said, like Kobe was my guy. So every time I threw, like, a piece of paper in the trash can, it'd be like, right, I would yell, Kobe. Yeah. And I'm not saying that, like, maybe that you would be like, no, Zambrano.
I think, you know, like, getting a title like that, like, you gotta be the 1% of the 1%. Like, you know, like, everyone says Kobe or MJ or, you know, I think the cool terminology yesterday was, you know, saying the Maddox.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in our game, getting compared to a guy like Maddox, or, you know, having an outing to where they call it the Maddox, like, you earn that over many, many, many years of respect and being at the top. You know, the Mount Rushmore of the game of, you know,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, so definitely fun, definitely cool. I mean, like I said, something yesterday I'll never forget.
And something also, like, now kids are going to be like, I'm going to throw my wiffle ball like Dan Houck, and I'm not even lying to you. Like, that's what they'll do. Like,
that's the plan, but, you know, that's not why you do it at the end of the day. You do it because you love it.
No, I know.
And you want to go out there and, you know, for me, like, I wake up every day and, like, I love it. Like, this is what I want to do. We were talking about it off camera, off mic, but this is what I want to do. Like, I expect to go out there every time and, like, and do what I did last night. Like, and it comes from the 4 days of preparation leading up to a start of, you know, going out there and putting your best foot forward every single day and just leaving it all out there and doing the stuff that's probably not the most fun to do each and every day, but it adds up over a long period of time.
The last thing is, speaking of off mic, you got to tell a story about how you didn't know how long the game was. All right, because I think this offers a perspective that people don't get. Like, we micromanage time of game, especially the last couple of years. You pitched an hour and 49 minute game, which we know it was the quickest I think since 2010. But we are sitting on the outside. You are in the middle of it. Tell me about that.
So the great thing and the bad thing about Fenway Park is there's only one clock in the entire stadium, and, you know, for me, like, last night, just go out there, do what I have to do, get my three outs, get back in. Not really concerned about the time, not concerned about pace of play, not really concerned about the pitch clock. I've always been a person that works quick anyways. I've never been really one to walk around the mound or kind of just hang out right there. Like, I'm out there to do a job and get people out. And so I love getting on the mound and throwing that next pitch, but throw an hour and 49 minute, you know, game is...
You never looked at the clock.
Didn't even look, like, got in, did all my post-game stuff, came in, and looked at my phone and said, like, 9:25, and I was like, that's definitely not right. but then, you know, Liam told me it was, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's efficient. Like, that's something you want to do each time you go out there.
What do you... So, typically after normal game... you're like, all right, I have my routine. I don't know how long it takes you to get to sleep after a game, whatever. But you're like, oh, what am I going to do with all this free time?
I got home like 10 o'clock last night.
That's crazy.
Sat down with the wife, watched some YouTube, got some food in the belly, and then off to bed.
Wow, that's crazy.
So knew I had to be up early today, get ready for this day game, and then
well,
keep going.
As everybody here appreciates, because we all had to be here early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.